AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. From sea to shining sea, Americans are celebrating the nation's independence with picnics, parades, and fireworks shows. Tonight in Washington will be the annual Capitol 4th celebration. Similar concerts will be held in Boston, New York, Chicago, and other major cities. In New York, the annual hot dog eating contest was held at Coney Island.
The 2015 Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Matthew Stoner!
Stoner ate 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes to upset Joey Chestnut for the title. There was a different kind of meal for members of the U.S. military serving in Afghanistan and Kuwait.
It's the eighth year Pizza for Patriots has been sending pies to war zones.
We have served over a million slices.
Founder Mark Evans, a retired master sergeant, says it's about giving back to troops away from home.
Like a handshake from me to them or you to them.
The pizzas are made by Rich Products, flown by DHL, and trucked to forward operating bases. Not an easy process, says retired Major General Kenneth Dowd, a former top logistics officer.
Folks really enjoyed knowing that people back home put a project like this together.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Tensions remain high in Tunisia, where that country's president has declared the country is not safe from further extremist attacks. He's announced a national state of emergency to avoid what he calls a risk of collapse. Our Charles de Ledesma tells us the president addressed the nation just over a week after a gunman opened fire at a popular beach resort.
The gunman was killed by police, and the Islamic State group claim responsibility for the massacre. 30 of the 38 dead were British tourists.
The state of emergency announced today is scheduled to last a month. There is a possibility of progress, at least on one level, in the talks on Iran's nuclear program. There is a tentative agreement on sanctions. This is AP Radio News. In Greece, voters are preparing for a referendum tomorrow over whether to defy creditors and push for better repayment terms on international loans or seek new leadership to find a compromise. Yale professor Stathis Kalivas says no matter the outcome, Greece still has some work to do to resolve its financial problems.
If the yes vote wins, we're still in very, very difficult situation, in very difficult and deep waters, but at least there is a prospect for political change in Greece and perhaps a better deal with the European Union, given the terrible effect on the economy caused by capital controls.
New opinion polls show this vote could be very close tomorrow. Some power companies in Georgia are experimenting to see whether small drones might be used to spot trouble on transmission lines or to get into hard-to-look places deep inside power plant boilers. They're even looking to see whether drones could be used to check power lines following major storms like tornadoes. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.